All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Solo Hong, the coordinator of Center for Diversity, Equity, Inclusion. Thanks for listening to our Diversity Podcast Season 2. For this episode, it's my great pleasure to have Esther Olsen and Cody Gonzalez to share their insights and experience as students at Northwest Technical College. And thank you both for doing this podcast with me.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So what does your typical day look like being a student at NTC?
There are some days that I get up fairly early. And I have sometimes have classes at 7. Other times I have classes afternoon. So it's all over the board for me.
I am an online student. Okay. I study medical coding.
Okay.
So my classes are very flexible.
Okay.
The majority are online.
Yeah.
So...
What's your major?
I am electrical.
Okay. So is there any specific project that you're working on right now for this semester?
I'm just finishing my associate's degree. So that's what I focus on to graduate.
Okay. Do you have like any practicum or practicum or like any internship doing right now as well?
Yes. I did have a mandatory internship that I have done with Sanford at High Center. That's a mandatory. Right now, I am enrolled in an internship again with behavioral health.
Okay.
With Sanford.
Okay.
And it's been great.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I am working on a survey for our student senate. I plan on going classroom to classroom to actually involve students in
sure.
it. It's got questions about diversity, about hunger,
mm-hmm.
about housing, and about the community, as well as some questions that are based to educate the average student. But I do plan on also putting it online to try and get some online.
Mm-hmm.
But if we, our biggest problem here at NTC is getting the on-campus students to actually do surveys
mm-hmm.
because they think that as soon as they get into the classroom, that's all they need to do. They don't check
right.
the email. They don't
right.
check their surveys. So
it's always important to have them involved.
Exactly. So if I can get their point of view when I'm standing in the classroom, I can get close to 90%, I think, if not more.
Awesome. So I know both of you are in the student senate.
Yes.
So what does it look like being a student senator, leading a group of inspiring student leaders to achieve success?
Right now, I am the vice president
mm-hmm.
of the student senate at NTC, and it's my second year
yeah.
working with them. And it's been a great experience because we have contact with students.
Mm-hmm.
They come to us and they tell us how can we help them.
Yeah.
They feel close to us. Compare with the teacher sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great because we have different point of view, the students and also the staff. We can talk to them and
mm-hmm.
bring to them the concerns the students have. I have been working the last 3 years, I would say,
yeah.
with the Diversity Inclusion Committee.
Sure.
And that's been a great combination, being with Student Senate
mm-hmm.
and Diversity Inclusion Committee
okay.
because I get both insights.
Yeah, yeah, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've actually, this is my, my program is a 2-year program.
Uh-huh.
And this is, of course, my first year.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting voted in for next year being the Student Senate President.
Sure.
So I'm very excited about
yeah.
that. This last semester, I actually did a few things for our first year electrical, who
mm-hmm.
I represent. There were 44 of us to begin with, and none of us had person that could actually give us our registration numbers. I forget what that's called. Spotting
the person who give you the registration number?
Yes. It's the...
Is the registered number?
Yeah, the registration code so you can apply for classes. Your
So you're an advisor or?
Yeah, advisors.
Okay.
So we weren't actually given advisors as coming in. So I ended up having to push for that. There was also, because of staffing issues, actual classroom issues that we had to be fixed midway through the semester, last semester, and we ended up, I ended up helping push that through so that we could get on with our year. We actually had close to 30 people in a classroom size that could only sustain 16 because it was a lab, and to have two different sets of electrical students working with electricity in a small enclosed space where there should only be one is dangerous, to say the least. So for an effort to help keep people safe as well as help get people actually learning, I help push that through for our students. Sorry.
So why you made a decision to attend NTC? Do you want to share your career plan? And then during your time at NTC, who is your favorite faculty and what is your favorite course?
I decided to go to medical coding because it's related to medical field and also deal with numbers and codes. And the flexibility is great because being a coder, I can work at the facility or eventually from home remotely. That's that possibility.
So I went into the electrical field. I'm a non-traditional student. I am 30 years old. I'm a single parent, and I've been working throughout Bemidji, and I've realized that there's, I've realized that I am actually really wanting to do something in the green energy field. And the only gateway that I can foresee with that is to get my electrical, electrical degree, and then also get become a journeyman through, you know, wherever, and be able to work on that from there.
So is there any like favorite classes you want to attend or you have attended by far? And then by far during your time here at NTC, what would you say be your best experience?
I really have no favorite classes.
It's okay.
No offense to the teachers.
I
enjoy each individual teacher on an individual level.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just the classes themselves are drudgerous and just they take so much out of you. You know, having 4-hour lab periods and having, you know, it's, I mean, it's good experience, absolutely. But I don't think I have a favorite class. And I think because of my actual being a Libra, I can't pick favorites. So that's also a difficulty personally of mine.
Well, I do have some favorites, I would say. Sorry for not going, they're not my favorite. But I like psychology. I like the coding classes I had with Sue Sutton. She's a great teacher, great advisor. And even though my classes are online, they offer tutoring online too, and they also offer hours on campus. They schedule hours and help students if they need online students. I liked anatomy physiology. It's one of the most difficult classes, I would say, but I like when teachers, they make us work harder and get us out of the comfort zone. Because even though it's difficult, we achieve our goal, that's graduating and
for sure.
getting a good grade.
So according to the busy schedule both of you have, so how do you balance your academics and your responsibilities as a student senator?
Let's see. I have to make up classes because I am part of Student Senate, but I'm also one of the individuals that go out of town for a group that we are part of. It's Lead MN, as well as going to the Diversity Inclusion conference that you took us to. So those days I am going to have to make up.
Yeah.
I did have to take it off work too, so working overnights, getting off at 6 a.m. and coming in at that 7 a.m. is kind of, as I said, drudgerous.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, I also have to manage my schedule. Even though my classes are online, I work also, so I have to manage, but so far it's working.
Yeah, so yeah. How do you like motivate yourself or even the people around you?
To me, being a part of Student Senate, it is very motivational because I'm seeing the results of the work we are putting into here.
Mm-hmm.
We developed, one of the projects we developed was the pantry boxes that we have around campus. We saw a need to help students that maybe they needed some, you know, financial support related to food security. We have already PJ at the Roost available to students. Everybody can make a sandwich if they're short to buy lunch. We have available free. And so far the food boxes, they is being successful. Everybody bring and take what they need.
It's just we don't know how successful these are, and that's part of the reason why I'm doing this survey is to kind of gauge people's interaction with this so that I can bring it to Liedemann, who was for the actual pantry boxes, the one that kind of got behind us and said, hey, can you do this as part of the, they saw something on a state level of students being hungry and so we put it in. I feel as though it's been very successful, but we can't gauge the actual success
until
we understand the student.
So during your spare time, so what would be your favorite thing to do to relax?
What's spare time?
I know, but if you have some spare time, so what would be your favorite thing to do then in that case to relax?
To me, I enjoy being engaged with the work I do here at school. To me, it's very pleasurable. And at home, I would say I like to garden. Summer's coming, so spring's right around the corner.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
Look forward to it.
Yeah.
So I like to spend time with my daughter, but when, because her mom has her more often than I do, I end up playing video games to try and like de-escalate all of my, you know, oh, I need this, I need this, I need this, you know.
Yeah.
But that's... Yeah.
And is there anything that you learned in the class here at NDC or in the Student Senate that changed you?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think when... let's say high school or even adults that are maybe trying to change their career field. When they look at college, they see a barrier because they don't have enough information. But being here, I've learned that there are many resources that we can bring to people that are not here yet.
Okay.
To, you know, we can let them know that it is possible to study, you know, it is possible. And they can apply to grants if they need support. You know, they can work at school like I did. Besides my work outside of school, I work at school to help pay for my education. So it is possible to study.
I realized going from, you know, as just a student to becoming part of Senate and then realizing that hey, you know, my the people that I am actually representing have a need that I'm actually really a really good activist. And I don't know if it's because I learned it through the electrical or if I learned it because of being in the Senate, but I do feel as though the advocacy portion of me is growing. In fact, I think once I'm done with this, I might end up trying to apply for classes at the actual college and see if I can't go political science temporarily, maybe, seeing if that won't actually fit me. But,
we'll see how it goes.
Maybe.
Yeah, you can apply for the man.
Elena, yeah, because that's what I need.
More responsibility.
So it was my great pleasure to bring several students, including both of you, to attend a Power in Diversity conference the other day. So would you please share more about this experience, and has this experience brought any good impact to your academic life or personal life?
I enjoyed the conference. Almost 100% of it. There's so much information that I gathered that I can't even pick it out. I feel as though it changed me, but as a person going to it, you need to be open to that said change. Mm-hmm. You can't just go to it and expect that you're going to learn anything if you have a closed mind.
Yeah.
I'm seeing more the actual how diversity actually plays a role in this school, not in an actual race portion as they were more focusing at the conference, but on a non-traditional student portion of it, you know, because the traditional student is coming out of high school, they're still living with parents, so on and so forth, and with NTC we struggle with the non-traditional student being, you know, somebody that has maybe two or three jobs, somebody that has has students of their own, has children, somebody that has, you know, been around the block, and for them to understand, or for the upper echelon people to understand us as a student, they need to know where we're sitting at in our life, what step we're at on our way through life.
Yeah, the conference was about social justice activism and advocacy. We had the opportunity going to this conference to go to many workshops related to those themes, and it is, I think, it is very grateful. I'm very grateful to be part of this project, because we had the opportunity to learn how other communities are working through those topics, into those topics. We have here at NVC a different students, a different way of dealing with those issues that are bringing to us daily, and having a different perspective. It is an opportunity to learn, I would say.
And to follow up with that, so what do you think of the need of promoting diversity on campus at NTC, and how do you see your role in this?
Until we can actually see where the diversity sits, I feel as though, you know, I feel as though the school itself wants to, but I don't think they know how to. And until we can understand the actual student base, you know, what the student is actually made up of, they can't really go forward from there. There's also the fact that, you know, we have only 2-year degrees here. You know, some of them are 4-year, but it makes it hard for them, you know, because whatever change they made, you know, it would take that 2 years to make it. So it's a lot harder for some degrees for them to actually fit in that, as, you know, so really, I think NTC itself has its hands tied on that until they can get more information consistently.
Being a student here at NTC, I've seen a lot of diversity, I would say, and I've seen that students, they have the need of belonging. They want to belong to something. And I had students come to me and ask, oh, do we have here a Native American representative where I can talk to? And I have seen people here from other countries, foreigner countries, and they were looking for diversity center so they can learn how they can engage to other students. Yeah, and they're also, not the academic part of it, but the behavioral health, I would say. You know, there's the emotional part of it.
Right,
you know,
right.
They need to feel secure,
yeah.
You know, and that's how we've been, that's the need, the staff,
yeah.
Being struggling a little bit, I would say. They're trying to learn how they can feel new students comfortable and part of the NTC group. That's their goal, and that's what we've been working through the years.
Mm-hmm.
How we can bring new students, because here in our community, we don't have a strong Native American group at NTC. We don't have many students from the African American community either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that we struggle with those topics. Everybody's welcome here. I myself am a foreigner. I'm from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm African American, and I feel welcome here. You know,
sure.
I feel welcome here, and that's the feeling that I want all new students to have here.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I think part of that too is the fact that there's no real intermixing of students per se.
Mm-hmm.
Because the electrical program basically stays with electrical. The nursing program basically stays
okay.
with the nursing program. There's hardly any overflow into other places unless you add yourself to a group like Student Senate. I think Student Senate
mm-hmm.
Diversity,
yeah.
Inclusion are really the only two groups on campus that
okay.
you can really get into where
yeah.
it's an actual mixing pot. Everybody else is sect based.
So it will be better to have more interaction between programs.
I think that mm-hmm. that's part of the reason why there's not as much tie to this school as there is to like BSU.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bemidji State has always been, you know, let's go Bemidji State, so on and so forth. You know, they actually have a culmination, a way forward that everybody can get behind when
yeah.
NTC doesn't really have that, and we don't really have a way to.
To create a sense of belonging.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. We don't really tie ourselves to the school itself. It's like we go to school and we're done. And it's just one of those things where it's like
yeah.
it's pulling teeth. You're not actually attached as much to
yeah.
the school
okay.
as you would be in other
Let's
schools.
See how much we can do to enhance those attachments.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And have you encountered or noticed any challenges on campus even related to diversity awareness?
I would say it's just that many students, they you know, the feeling of belonging,
mm-hmm.
they crave that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They want to see someone they can relate to.
Right, or someone can represent them.
Yeah, someone to represent their needs.
So
mm-hmm.
I think what I've seen is some of the second year students coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have outside jobs, you know, they
right.
they're living on their own. They're not living with their parents,
yeah.
and during that a schedule change because of staffing issues
uh-huh.
that I had brought up for last semester,
yeah.
They had already signed up for all these classes. They had already set out their schedule and brought
mm-hmm.
it to their employer,
mm-hmm.
and they were looking down the barrel of an actual schedule change that would change everything,
mm-hmm.
and they were questioning, you know, what would this do to my actual work? You know, my employer is relying me on, you know, at this point. And I think that's what we don't see because we are, because we're not focusing as much on the non-traditional student, which seems to be the diversity that we should be looking at on this campus, because we don't. And I'm not trying to be offensive when I say that we don't have as much diversity when it comes
right,
to race.
Right. Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
But I see it as we have a lot of diversity when it comes to life events.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think the school itself sees as much of that because they have been focusing more on, you know, on the actual, you know, do we have this represented for race? Do we have this represented
mm-hmm.
for, you know, gender? So on and so forth, when that's not as big of an issue here as it is on BSU's campus or Minnesota State or,
mm-hmm.
you know, any of those. So I think that's
mm-hmm.
where we are lacking at NTC.
Okay.
Yeah, there are also the after school wars, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, once because many programs you have the opportunity to go to an internship and actually get hands on what you want to do.
Yeah.
But some don't have the opportunity,
okay.
So they have the questioning, do I get a job after? How
right.
can I apply for a new job?
Right.
You know, being a, not just a high school, but someone that's changing career,
sure.
being a veteran, how the market will accept me
right.
with this new
mm-hmm.
education, with no experience.
Mm-hmm.
There is the concern
sure.
from students.
All right. And the last but not the least question would be, what would be your one piece of advice for other students attending technical college regarding the diversity component in education?
Know what you're jumping into. I mean, electrical field, I advocate for everybody to become part of, become an electrician. The field is going to be, I think, 67% of journeymen today in 7 years are not going to be there, which means that the actual cost of people to get electrical work is going to be going up by 3 times higher, and it's already $60-some
yeah.
for an electrician to come to your house,
right.
or it's going to take 3 times longer. So, you know, he says he'll be here tomorrow today, but now it's going to take until about Thursday.
Okay.
You know, so because of that, and because it takes 5 years to become a journeyman
uh-huh.
when you're going through school, and that's just to take the journeyman's test, it means that I won't even be on the ball
uh-huh.
until 5 years from now.
So,
I advocate for people to go back into the trades, because that's where we're going to be lacking, and it only means that the person, because they're going to be waiting on that, the person's probably going to do the work themselves,
mm-hmm.
and then not only are they putting themselves in danger,
yeah.
at that point, they're also putting their families in danger for the duration, and then when the actual electrician comes, they're putting him into danger too, because he thinks that another electrician came in before.
Okay.
So it's, I advocate everybody should go to school.
Yeah.
I do. And
yeah.
Yeah.
because you're going to make more overall in your
mm-hmm.
lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But be an electrician.
Well, I also, I would advise everybody who wants to come to college. It is a great opportunity. It is a learning process, so don't be afraid to ask questions. If you have questions, don't be afraid. There's no dumb question.
Mm-hmm.
We're here all to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
And going to a technical school, I would say you can get a better education and get into the market faster than going to a 4-year
mm-hmm.
university. You have
yeah.
the opportunity and you are ready to work and
mm-hmm.
make some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
because some people, that's a concern when you are an adult, I don't know if I have 4 years to apply for that.
Right,
so
right.
2 years is more manageable.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say. Mm-hmm. And here at NTC, we have tutors, we have staff to help you along the way.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for doing this episode with me today.
Thank you for having us here.
We really enjoyed it.
Thank you.